Will the Supreme Court be antisocial? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The justices are about to hear the first of two big cases in 2 days related to what's called Section 230, legal protection social media companies get for their content being challenged.
A California family who lost a daughter in a terrorist attack in Paris is suing Google and YouTube, claiming the companies knowingly permitted ISIS to post hundreds of radicalizing videos inciting violence and recommended ISIS videos to users. Another case focuses on whether Twitter may be sued for allegedly aiding terrorists. Critics say Section 230 lets platforms avoid responsibility for harmful content. Supporters say ditching it will lead to platforms removing more content to avoid lawsuits.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, in a decision issued a short time ago, the Supreme Court rejected an appeal from a man who was arrested on charges of making fun of police in Parma, Ohio, and spoof posts on Facebook. After he was acquitted of the charges, he sued police for violating his First Amendment rights. President Biden's in Poland praising that country and other NATO allies for supporting Ukraine.
If we keep our head and we are focused, I think we're in a better position than we've ever been.
Next hour, the president will make a speech in Warsaw in the effort to stop Russia's invasion. Ukrainian soldier Daniel Bielak tells Fox,
"You know, we're holding our own. We're holding them off. They have not taken the Donbas. We're planning our own counteroffensive. But we need the further support of the United States and the NATO allies."
Earlier today, Russian leader Vladimir Putin again claimed he did not start the war in Ukraine with his invasion, blaming the West, particularly the U.S.
"They want to deliver us a strategic defeat while crawling into our strategic nuclear objectives."
So Putin suspended Russia's cooperation in a nuclear treaty with the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called it
deeply unfortunate and irresponsible. We'll be watching carefully to see what Russia actually does.
America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
There is selling to start the week on Wall Street. The Dow is down 428 points coming off the long holiday weekend. The Nasdaq is losing 167. The S&P 500 dropping 48 points. Now, there are 30 big companies that make up the Dow Jones Industrial Average we track every day that I just referenced. One of them is Home Depot. Its stock has been down this morning because it forecasts reduced profits while raising wages.
Home Depot says it's investing $1 billion in its workforce. The company says it'll spend on wages, benefits, training, and career development. Home Depot says it believes the investment will position the company favorably in the market, enabling it to attract and retain the level of talent needed to sustain the customer experience it strives to deliver. Home Depot's earnings in the holiday quarter were stronger than expected, and it's raising the dividend it pays to shareholders. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
More and more of us are getting deeper in debt.
Americans haven't owed this much since the 2008 financial crisis. The typical household on average owing $142,680 at the end of the year, according to new analysis from WalletHub, which found U.S. household debt jumped by $320 billion in the final 3 months of 2022 to $17 trillion, catapulted by surging mortgages amid high inflation and rising interest rates. This in line with new data out last week from the New York Federal Reserve, which reports credit card balances smashed a previous high in the last 3 months of last year. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
We just got news of previously owned home sales dropping in January slightly from December. The price of oil's up today. Gas is down a penny. AAA's national average for regular is at $3.40 a gallon. That is about the same price we were paying last week and also a month ago. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.